I think it was in pick number two where I think one of the most attractive and sort of beguiling of the figures, the Neil Bowman, comes from. And interestingly, they're the ones that seem to have got most of the paint still surviving. Now, when they found them at first, in the late 70s, they started to bring them out. Of course, immediately they were out in the air, the paint just disappeared. They've now naturally worked out, you know, means of preserving the conditions as they excavate, so the paint has not just evaporated. And it is quite startling that the brightness of the colours, all in that quest for reality. This was, you know, these objects are not, they're not mere symbols. They are actually recreations of an earthly existence. And I think that's one of the things that I find so fascinating about the whole thing, is if you look at Chinese art, prior to this, all the art of China was made with symbolic value. If you go right through the entire Bronze Age of China, you know, there's, you know, centuries of Bronze Age achievement. And look at the bronzes, you know, the ceramics, and the, you know, the gold and the silver. Everything was essentially made for ritual, sacrifice, burial, and therefore had attached symbolic and sort of iconographic value. This is different because this was trying to recreate the earthly life for the afterlife, with the result that instead of creating objects of symbolic value, you wanted to create objects of real, of reality. And there's absolutely nothing like it. And it's an extraordinary revelation. I think, to me, that's one of the most fascinating things. This is a quantum leap from the art of symbol to the art of the real.